Dr. Penske dictating me on Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N, last name is Zakharovsky, C-Z-A-C-H-O-R-O-W-S-K-I. Steven Zakharovsky is a 39-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8/26/21 when he was lifting crates of soda and drinks. But as a result, he believes he injured his neck, back, and his right side, becoming numb. He went to Atlantic Care Emergency Room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. He did not receive any physical therapy, injections, or surgery. He has completed his course of active treatment. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, he alleges lifting on 8/26/21 resulted in permanent injuries to the neck and lower back. Treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room on 8/30/21, period. He reported injuring his upper back and lower back 5 days ago when he was lifting heavy crates at work, but he also developed neck and lower back pain, period. He underwent lumbar spine x-rays that showed transitional lumbosacral anatomy, but otherwise unremarkable study, period. They ascertained a history of attention deficit disorder, depression, and anxiety, period. He was diagnosed with lumbar strain and cervical strain, for which he was treated and released. He was prescribed a Madrol dose pack. New paragraph on he saw his family physician named Dr. Kader, K-A-D-E-R. This was for less testicular pain after some incidental trauma, period. He also had constipation, period. There was no mention of the work injury in question from several months before, period. He continued to see Dr. Kader. Prior records show he was seen by Dr. Kader in follow-up on 3/30/2013. Period. This was for anxiety and panic disorder without agoraphobia. Period. Symptoms began 6 months ago. Period. He had been using Xanax chronically for years. Period. He was seen again on 9/26/13 for the same conditions. Period. He continued to receive such treatment through 2/9/19, period. Dr. Kader also wrote he was prescribed Suboxone by another clinician for chronic pain management for over 12 years. But he also has a long-standing history of anxiety disorder that is well controlled with his Xanax, period. He did not specify what chronic pain condition led to Mr. Zakharovsky's need for Suboxone, period. On 2/17/17, Dr. Kader saw him for a pre-employment examination. There were no abnormal findings, and he cleared him for employment, period. He saw Dr. Cater again on 2/17/17. Appeared there was not a gap in care until the 2/9/19 visit. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had an odd affect. Period, he repeatedly complained about numbness in his right thigh and pain in the left side of his neck. Period, he announced loudly that he is not wearing any underwear. Period, he was wearing new boots. Period, extremities upper inspection revealed abrasions on the right arm and dirt under his fingernails. Period, skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. Extremities lower, there were many abrasions that he's attributed to the brush from where he lives in the woods. Period. He had subjectively diminished soft touch sensation on the lateral lower anterior right thigh, but this was otherwise intact. Period. Spine cervical motion was full in all spheres, but elicited complaints of tenderness. Period. There was left paravertebral muscular tenderness in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Thoracic, there was paravertebral muscle tenderness on the left in the absence of spasm, and not on the right or in the midline. Lumbosacral, bilateral sidebender was full, but elicited pain in the neck. Period motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Period in the normal through when walking on his heels and undergoing seated straight leg raise maneuvers, he complained of neck pain, both of which appear to be non-physiologic. Period. Physical exam. Stephen Zakharovsky alleges that sustained injuries in his neck and back on 8/26/21 when he was lifting crates of soda. Period. He did not seek treatment until presenting to the emergency room 4 days later. Period. X-rays were unrevealing. Period. He was then treated and released on a mineral dose pack. Period. It does not appear that he sought or received any additional treatment afterwards. Period. He did continue to follow up with family physician Dr. Cater through 4/7/22, but there was no mention made of the subject event. Period. However, Dr. Cater did list that Mr. Zakharovsky was using Suboxone for many years for a chronic pain disorder. Period. He currently denied having a history of alcoholism or substance abuse, or that he takes Suboxone. Period. New paragraph, the current examination. Found he had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. There was no weakness or atrophy of any of the extremities. Period. There was diminished soft touch sensation in the lower anterior right thigh. Period. There were abrasions on the right arm and both legs, secondary to the brush in the woods where he lives. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability, partial total disability referable to the neck or back. Period. That is the end.